they don't want to deal.
Yeah, there are people that outrightly just flip out. They will flip once you tell them that they have mouth odor. See, mouth odor is a very sensitive topic, to be honest. Me, I'm shouting here that I'll tell you. And it gets to that point, I feel just...
Like, what if it's you? Let's say you're in an institution, let's say your workplace, and then people are... You have heard rumors that your mouth is smelling. And Loki is true. How you feel? What will you do? How you react?
I don't think I'll come to work for 1 week.
So, but they'll not say you have bad breath.
What if randomly, if it's not true, but the gist around the company is that, oh, she has bad breath. But really, that's not the case. But you begin to feel like that's it. Mm-hmm. And you want to do better by brushing and chewing gum and everything. Yeah. Do you understand? But
that means it does make me highly, overly sensitive. Yep. Every minute.
Yeah.
You feel like, as I find rich, it cannot be an option.
When having conversations with you, like I said, I could just keep my distance.
Yeah, so you do you agree that we should tell our friends more that their breaths are bad because it will help them to want to work harder? Because if she's saying that, I mean, if you tell her, she'll be highly conscious. Do you think that if generally, we told our friends more that, oh, your mouth is not smelling right, so just rush into the bathroom or get a mint, get Clorox. Because even Clorox as a bubble gum or a chewing gum has like chemicals that help you fight bad breath. Halitosis, for example, which is like chronic
mouth odor.
So they have like Actizol and chlorophyll, which helps you fight bad breath. So I imagine that over time when you take chew gum, because if you find people who chew gum a lot, it's really, they just,
that's true.
Their mouths are like baby mouths.
Chlorophyll helps to deodorize.
Mm. Mm-hmm. What does it, like, do you take chlorophyll? Do you have bad breath?
Not bad breath, I think.
Could you be this close to
chlorophyll me? Has other benefits.
What if you took chlorophyll this morning, that's why I cannot smell it?
It's I'm just joking.
We stand with Clorox, we cannot have bad breath, sorry. I was just joking.
But yeah, chlorophyll. But that thing is, it's really concentrated. It's not as if you can drink it. You take drops in your big bottle of water. And so you take it for like a long time, weeks and weeks and weeks. And apparently it deodorizes you. I think because it's good to, what they call it, detoxify you.
Mm. So are you saying that means he has eliminated morning breath?
No.
If you like in the morning, gargle it and go outside.
Excuse me.
They will send
you
back.
They were doing, I noticed after 2 weeks, I did not have odor. It's a lie.
But the chlorophyll thing was a thing.
It was on TikTok. Yeah, it was really a thing. I said, no, I will try.
I didn't hear about it. I mean, there's just an assertion of mouth odor people. That
it's not only mouth odor.
They used to send different brands.
I want Chisom to admit that she has bad breath.
Well, your sister maybe Chisom, to me.
Maybe Chisom, no, I think you knew that we're listening to me.
Close to me.
I think what happened is that you knew that we're coming on a Clorox show. First of all, the brand is about fresh breath. So you probably decided to say, oh, you know what? Because I'm coming for this show with this brand, with this co-host whose mouth is not normal. Let me drink chlorophyll because you look like someone that drank. All this green way you did show me since I know you.
I don't understand.
I don't trust you. But this is an actual thing. And I know the irony, the greatest irony of life that I think, there are so many ironies in this life, but the greatest irony I think people is when people who actually have bad breath now come to gossip to me with the same bad breath. Say people mouth this.
Are you not embarrassed?
Would that be this close?
I'm like, the irony.
Like, wow.
You. Let's flip it. Let's say you have bad breath.
Mm.
I have.
I can never have bad breath. Okay. Well, okay.
Let's say.
I can never have bad breath. Let me sign. Okay.
I don't need to fight with my friend. If you think that you
chlorophyll and
that's the only thing that's holding this relationship between me and you. If not me saying they're too chlorophyll, I'm not gonna answer you.
So like you're
but guess what? Guess what?
That I have
guess what this is gonna do to her?
You're very.
Guess what she's gonna do to her? When she gets home, she'll realize I've been a true. That's what it does.
That's why accusation of bad breath is very sensitive. Because it's just when you now don't have it, you'll not be thinking.
See,
like
I now know.
For like people that don't have it, Sha. Like,
tell me, how are you? Are you okay? I will come and show you that I don't have it.
That's a very huge That's a very fantastic irony when people who have bad breath come and see somebody else. So it's so easy to know that somebody has bad breath. So is it okay to say that at times when people who are even very big on this bad breath thing don't know when their mouths are smelling and they need to be told or...
It can actually also be some type of food that you eat.
Mm.
There are some type of things that you should... If you're going to need...
Oh, I've heard that too, yeah.
Do not ever eat garlic.
Except, of course. There's a chlorate in your purse. Somewhere, yeah. Sha. Somewhere. That after, you'd be like, Papa. You understand? But if you do not have it, please.
Garlic is quite strong.
Though. It's very strong because even when you take it, it smells on your body, not even your mouth.
So you just, in fact, it is like 6 packs. Maybe six packs. Yeah. Just...
Don't overdose on Actizol, please.
Mm.
Don't ever. I think it's two.
Fish.
It's fish, right? It's potent enough. Fish. I feel like chlorate is potent enough.
It is actually, but you have to be double sure.
Okay, maybe four. So yeah. You're going to use for your next date, right? You agree?
After you have taken
garlic bathe.
Let me smell your breath. Open your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Actizol you smell. So Actizol be this. I just literally chewed chlorine. Use chlorophyll.
Don't lie.
I can never be scared because let me tell you what. I don't chop chewing gum because I know how they talk since. Don't play with me, oh. If I get bad breath, you go pay me because I dey curse people.
They check me for
them. And they cost me, Jesus, that's how I am. That's my reaction. I mean, you could find, you could be fine girl. Imagine a scenario, for example. I'm not saying that she's the one that had bad breath.
I don't understand this. Because I'm beside you.
I'm not saying that she's the one that has bad breath, but people imagine. I want you to give me.
Wait.
The reason why we are this closed in, you understand? Is because of chlorine, really. Because, I mean...
So
imagine if, as a fine girl like this, now she could get... She can't buy bones. She maybe the bones are like 700k or 1 million. Hmm. The head is tan, like this, like, you understand? Bad babe. But after all that... Your mask could smell. What's the goal of buying bones? Just go play Takara and be walking on the streets. Because how can you... invest so much in how you look, but one of the most important interactions or one of the most important things for interaction.
This babe is made. She's solid.
Hmm.
Like, she's a beauty queen. I'm not giving you this tea.
No, why would I tell anybody? You tell me off camera, my friend. If you don't tell me, my mind will not be at risk.
She just got married and I met her at the mall and we're just in... And she was like, oh, people are funny. I'm good. It's been so long. Then she wants to move for her mommy, like sister now. Nah. But that's why I'm not saying that me, I've been shouting that tell you, no tell her now. So like when I was shouting that I would tell her, no tell her, but I expected maybe a husband to me. See.
Hey.
Mm.
See,
that's why I'm always confused. My philosophy is
stopping the husband from smelling the mouth.
But anyway, I honestly feel that there are also bad days. That's why you need a mint or a breath freshener or something. Because there are bad days when you probably brush in the morning, but maybe not enough, or you did not brush enough. You know, sometimes
you're eating something.
You have eaten something in the morning, you've kept quiet the entire day, you've been working, you've been in the office, your head is on your desk. You've not literally said any word to anybody till maybe 4 p.m. And you open your mouth, of course it's a disaster. That's why you have to have, once again, chlorates. We always have to come back to this chlorate thing. You also have like a breath mint somewhere. Because your mouth is not always fresh. Whether you're naturally...
Even when you finish brushing.
Yes.
Have you experienced it? Like, it's not like, yes, it's fresh, but there's like this.
Now, fluoride is this smell. We shouldn't be this.
No, see, I don't know if
it's... See, your mouth is smelling after that brush. You're a liar. Honestly, you've been telling us that you have fresh breath. You're a liar. That's her own, eh? It's more than a little. She's even... Are you sure Clarence can work for this girl? Because after she brushed...
No, hello.
You say it's still a little bit of...
Becoming
down. Let me tell you.
Oh, my God.
We're going to do a test after this show. You're going to eat 5 chlorettes. I'm going to watch you for the next 1 hour. If your mouth is not fresh after...
You never even let me.
me land now.
Okay, land, because you, okay. How do you go brush your mouth go see the smell?
It's not a, it's not a common philosophy.
I don't say smell.
Oh yeah, talk. Talk, oh yeah, talk. Talk, oh yeah, talk.
So, like, it's not as, to me, like, because I'm very sensitive, I feel like I should either still gargle with mouthwash or something, or chew gum after.
Yeah, so kill it, finish.
Because I actually brushed twice.
A day?
No, like twice first.
No, at the top up. You know that top up where you can finally cleanse.
Like, see, he must have done. He joked.
It's terrible, though.
It's crazy.
So, like,
what if it's your parents, actually? You can imagine, it's crazy, it's terrible. What if it's not your papa or your mama? Why you want to tell them?
It's an insult.
Because it's so easy to tell, it's so easy to tell your friend or girlfriend who you're probably pairs with or age mates. But when it's your father or your, actually some mothers, which person might this? May you go not go show for that?
Because it's an insult.
An insult to Nigerian parents.
Constructive criticism.
So, if it's your dad that has the mouth odor, right? I think you can tell your mom.
Because you're a girl. Oh, you can tell your mom to tell your dad. Ooh.
But if it's my mom that has the mouth odor,
you cannot tell your dad to tell your mom.
No, I will tell my mom.
Oh, you closer to your mom?
Yes,
but you don't tell. Okay,
well, that's
the,
I don't know.
Mommy, daddy has mouth odor. Come on, why would you say that about your father?
No, I'm sure
she.
If your dad has, not your dad, if the dad has, the wife definitely would know he has because they sleep together.
Mm-hmm.
They're together. So, I mean, she'll just be like, whatever it is she wants to say that I know and I've told him, or I'll tell him. That's from you. I cannot tell my dad first directly.
You know, our culture is very weird. You know, so maybe if we're born in America or in the UK, it's probably easier to just tell your parents, Dad. You smell today. Your mouth smells today.
Your mouth smells funny.
Right. Yeah. That. So what if it was my granny where they were worried, say, when you call back for something, you say, you know, they call back for person with mouth smell. No, not come near me.
Yeah.
I know. So you go ask people.
Come on.
Because imagine say your school fees are not rich, you don't already tell your mom, say, mommy, your mouth smell. From where? From Shao. You don't tell your mama, say, mommy, your mouth smell. Mommy, no talking. You say, oh, thank you, my pekin. Mm-hmm. Where school is called rich? I know, say I get family members who go to say, I beg, go find person you might not dismember you collect the money for your school fees. That's it. So we have issues like that, and it's crazy. Okay, there's scenarios where let me bust your brain. There's scenarios where two people dating themselves, both of them are dismayed. Double jeopardy. What shall we do about these things? Think about it.
They need a third
intervention. Ojo, Ojo. Like, it's
they
so
need intervention. Cause, but I don't understand. But wait, someone that has mouth odor, and the other person has mouth odor.
Because of fresh breath.
No.
But would you know?
Like, you notice me?
No.
In as much as
breath now,
in as much as I cannot smell my own.
You know, but you know that.
Wait, in as much as I cannot smell my own, I'll be able to smell another person's own.
Death.
And in as much as. So, but when it now comes to when they now tell each other, ah, but you said your
ass. That's why I'm saying it's equal to fresh breath. Minus times minus equals to plus. Mm-hmm. You know, understand?
It's not like this. Maybe they have bad breath.
Can you see
me? Comrades! You be fool. This girl. Yeah, but that would be a crazy scenario, you understand?
What would actually be the solution? How would they tell each other? Because to each of them, it would be like a diss, like, how can you tell me I want to smell it when you?
No.
You want to smell it.
It depends on the individuals. That's correct English, right? I mean, if your relationship, you guys both have Iberaga, like, pride, like, I don't know how you tell me that I'm about to smell it. Like, I always use myself as an example, right? I don't think if my boyfriend tell me I have mouth odor, I would.
But you really get boyfriend, shout, thank God. I beg people chop biscuits, drink. It's me not using our props. We they use this thing for.
Push on
oh yeah, chop biscuits. I beg.
I know they look at since boy.
Oh yeah, drink. Oh yeah, you
but
sip
wait,
your own.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Just before.
Sip your own face. I'm not saying sip your own. Sip your own. So they don't think that chloride put this here like color. It's drink.
It's eatable.
Mhm.
Mhm.
When you finish, take a breath, mint. Take Chloris and freshen up.
Take Chloris and freshen up.
I know, after you.
What do you know, though?
I didn't say that. Lacoste is a Georgia. It is what it is.
But wait. See, I've had a scenario like this before. So let me pose this in a question. You have a delivery, right? And this delivery guy comes unkept. Mouth odor, buzzing, body buzzing, everything. And then sometimes maybe it's not their fault, they have been under sun all day and all that. But then you come and take your delivery and then you're already perceiving everything. So you don't have to take your delivery and leave. And the guy with food, let's say it's a food delivery. Food delivery, pizza or something. Cause you know those, if it's normal food, they'll wrap it and let's pizza is just flat like this. So and the guy now sneezes and it lands on top of your food. Would you still collect it?
Go carry and go back now.
First off, have I paid or is pure delivery? Because if I've not paid, if I lie, I lie.
Go carry and go back.
What if you're paid?
Ah! The joke.
This is a joke. I will call your company. Please, that's cute.
But you know Nigeria
the thing you gave me. This is not in proper condition. Please.
And I said, sorry, ma, what happened to it? Oh my gosh, she just sneezed at it. Really, ma? That's how they talk to you on the phone. Do you know how rude they can be?
Yeah.
So you have to gauge it. If I've paid.
But man,
take
I can't only imagine. The guy will not be feeling bad. He'll be feeling terrible.
What's my own?
Let me watch up speed. What was that? Swoosh feeling terrible. You take it back.
I'm first 24. Okay, you log. In fact, I feel like you're bummed.
I trust my friend. Good luck, see. Because that's the last time he called this. Don't be today, he called this. My friend. No, but it doesn't even make sense.
No, take them now. I'm coming to you. Hey, I'm delivering for you. Hey, Tim. And it's not even mouth that is fresh, fam. It's
not because you would know mouth that is fresh. Of course not. Of course, guys, I'm literally having the time of my life. I think that we've had a fantastic show and we've spoken about the most important things that we need to talk about on this show. Fresh Breath, Clorox, and all the good work they're doing helping us achieve Fresh Breath. And I'm so excited that you guys watched the show today.
Exactly,
I hope that you keep your mouth clean. Please go somewhere. You just, if it's too hard to brush, use Clorox.
Please double check.
And if perhaps you have a mouth odor, stay away.
No, let me say why I don't want them to stay away, because that's not what Clorox is about.
Ask me, I have Clorox in my bag.
Do you understand? Clorox wants it to be like this. That's why they put Actizol, chlorophene.
That's right.
So you can come closer. This is not rocket science. It was intentional. So worst case, guys, if you cannot really brush or you're having a bad day or a long day, please just pop in like two Fresh Breath mints. Yeah, Clorox is just the perfect one for you. It's affordable and it smells like heaven when they finally come close to you. So from this few points of mine, I want to say thank you so much for watching this episode and see you next week.